I declare this meeting, the special meeting of council of November 17, 2020, opened at 4:15 p.m. We will go to the agenda. Maître Thibault, is there any changes to the agenda?
There's no change, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, can I have somebody approve the agenda, please? Moved by Claude Cousineau?
Yeah.
Second by?
Claude Bissonnette, District 2.
Thank you. We will now go to 05:05, period de question, question period.
The first question is from Madame Geneviève Lucie. There's two questions. Question number one. From the provided illustration, it is completely unclear what area of the forest is going to be clear cut. I am finding it impossible to ask adequate questions when the city has not provided adequate information. There is no legend on the plan, so I can't tell what the color coding means. Is it the part in green that is being cut? Or is it east of that where the red box is? Is the generator moving as well as it is boxed in the red? Question number two, was the MDDELCC contacted about the tree cutting? The city's own report from 2017 states there are at risk and threatened species within the Civic Center Forest. And I would like to know who confirmed that there are none of at-risk species, while ginger classified as threatened in Quebec, shagbark hickory, butternut, and possibly southern flying squirrel in that section. If the recent report has been completed, I would like to have access to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lucier, for your questions. The plan posted online is intended to illustrate the location of the building on the ground in connection with the right-of-way of St. John's Boulevard. The defined plans of the project will be submitted subsequently to the Municipal Council. Regarding your second question, this is not a file subject to the control of the ministry. The building site plans have been considered to limit the impact on the forest and high-value trees by placing the building close to St. John's Boulevard, as requested by the City of Pointe-Claire and the City of Montreal. This is the reason for the minor exemption tonight. The reforestation area will be greater, 740 meters squared, than the area of trees that will have to be cut, 540 meters squared, and which is mainly located where the parking lot is identified. We have also asked with the City of Montreal, that the replanted trees be of equivalent or of higher value. We will also look at transplanting trees if possible. For your second question related to a report, a city employee will get in touch with you to get more information on your request. Thank you for your question. I'm sorry, we'll have to go back to Carolyn Ciboa. We cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. Second question from Mrs. Linda DeWitt. Items 1001, 1002, and 1006 on the agenda of the extraordinary City Council meeting of November 17, 2020 are presented as minor exemptions, but for the most part, they are not all minor. Here is the list of the percentage deviation from regulation. 40%, 20%, 38%, 100%, 50%, 50%, 46%. At a certain point, minor exemptions cease to be considered minor and are, in effect, zoning changes. This point has already been argued in Quebec, and there is case law as follows. dans des hôtels contre Sainte-Anne-de-Sabrevoix, une affaire dans laquelle la dérogation mineure représentait également approximativement 50% de la superficie permise. La Cour s'est exprimée en ces termes. La municipalité ne peut, par l'octroi d'une dérogation mineure, autoriser une superficie de terrain de 16 000 pieds carrés alors que la réglementation applicable requiert, pour la construction d'une maison, que cette superficie soit de 32 289 pieds carrés. Si la municipalité peut passer outre à son propre règlement en réduisant de cette façon la superficie minimale, on peut questionner quel était l'objet du règlement auquel on veut déroger et qui a prévu de façon expresse des superficies minimales qui n'ont aucune commune mesure avec celles que l'on veut valider par l'octroi de la dérogation. Au même effet, dans l'affaire municipalité régionale de comté d'Abitibi contre Ibitiba Limité en 93, la Cour d'appel concluait qu'une violation de 42% ne pouvait être considérée comme mineure. La violation n'est pas mineure, notamment parce que sur une longueur de route de 750,5 mètres, ce sont 42% de celles-ci qui sont directement en contravention avec les normes imposées, soit 315 mètres qui longent le lac à une distance inférieure à 75 mètres. There has been an history with the administration in Pointe Claire, where, for some people, major exemptions have been handled by the city under the guise of its minor exemptions bylaw, while others have been refused for a question clean collar or an 8-inch encroachment in the minimum front setback. The citizens of Pointe Claire should be able to trust that the city respects its own bylaws and does not ignore them for the privileged few. Mrs. Dewitt add this note. At this time, I am not opposed to the exemption for the police station, which is supposed to be made to preserve a major wood lot, and because its conservation of the bylaw is only 20%. Will this municipal council now respect our bylaws and vote against these major derogations?
Thank you, Mr. DeWitt, for your question. In regards to your comments, we have to understand that the court decisions have different contexts. What is important to remember is the context that defines a minor exemption, not the numbers. The City of Pointe Claire always complies with its bylaws on minor exemptions, and there's no favoritism to one party or another. Thank you for your questions. That's the end of the question period, Mr. Thibault.
Exactly.
Okay, we will go now to 10.01.
Les personnes intéressées à faire des commentaires concernant le sujet, les prochaines dérogations mineures, les items 10.01 à 10.07, devaient le faire par écrit, tel que prévu à l'avis public du 28 octobre 2020. The persons interested to make comments concerning the subject hereunder, being items 10.01 to 10.07, had to do so in writing, as indicated in the public notice of October 28, 2020. 10.01. Considérer une demande de dérogation mineure pour permettre au 115 avenue Yonge Crescent la construction d'une extension de 2 étages avec une marge avant de 4,55 mètres plutôt que le minimum requis de 7,5 mètres et une marge arrière de 6 mètres plutôt que le minimum requis de 7,5 mètres.
Could I have a mover, please?
Ellie Thorstad Cullen, District 3.
Second by?
Tara Stainforth, District 4.
Any objections? No? Unanimous decision in favor. Thank you very much. 10.02.
Consider a minor exemption request to permit at 151 Reversion Avenue. The reduction of the number of required parking spaces from 473 to 291, the installation of an insulated metal panel on the front facade and on the first 20% of the lateral facades, rather than the installation of a Class A material, the installation of a second sign where only one sign is permitted, the installation of a monument sign rather than a sign set flat against the facade of the building, The installation of a pad-mounted transformer in the lateral setback rather than in the rear setback as permitted. The installation of a generator in the lateral setback rather than in the rear setback or on the roof as permitted. 3, vehicular accesses where only 2 are permitted at a 16.5 meters wide vehicular access intended for trucks rather than the maximum permitted width of 11 meters.
Thank you. Can I have a mover, please?
Brett Cowan, District 8.
Second by?
Eric Stark, District 7.
Any objections? No, thank you. Approved unanimously. 10.03.
Considérer une demande de dérogation mineure pour permettre au 2525 Boulevard des Sources l'installation d'une génératrice dans la marge avant secondaire plutôt que dans la marge arrière ou sur le toit tel que permis.
Can I have a mover, please?
Brent Cowan, District 8.
Second by?
Cindy Homing, District 5.
Any objections? No, approved unanimously. Thank you. 10.04, this point zero cat.
Consider a minor exemption request to permit at 5500 Trans-Canada Highway the installation of a directional sign bearing the name of a division of the establishment, Studio 1886.
Can I have a mover, please?
Eric Stark, District 7.
Thank you. Second by?
Dave Webb, District 6.
Any objections? No, thank you. Adopted unanimously. 10.05, 10.05.
Considérer une demande de dérogation mineure pour permettre aux 7800 autoroutes transcanadiennes l'installation d'un transformateur dans la marge latérale plutôt que dans la marge arrière, tel que permis.
Can I have a mover, please?
Dave Webb, District 6.
Second by?
Tara Stainforth, District 4.
Any objections? No, approved unanimously, thank you. This point 10.06.
Consider a minor exemption request to permit at 26 Gulf Avenue, a driveway with a 10.97 meters width rather than the maximum permitted width of 7.5 meters.
Moved by?
Claude Cousineau, District 1.
Second by?
Sonnet, District 2.
Any objections? No, approved unanimously, thank you. This point 10.07.
Considérer une demande de dérogation mineure pour permettre au 395 Boulevard Saint-Jean la construction d'un poste de police avec une marge avant de 8 mètres plutôt que la marge minimale requise de 10 mètres.
Can I have a mover, please?
Cynthia Holman, District 5.
Thank you. Second by?
Bud Sonnet, District 2.
Any objections? No, okay, adopted unanimously, thank you. 20.01.
Appoint the Youth Advisory Committee members from January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021. And the members are Mrs. Julia Hees, Mrs. Sarah Wu, and Kirima Numbisi Nzefa.
Thank you. Can I have a mover, please?
Moved by Tara Stainforth, District 4.
Second by?
Kelly Thorsted Cullen, District 3.
Any objections? No, approved unanimously, thank you. Can I have 70 closure? Can I have a mover to close?
Dave Webb, District 6.
Second by?
Cynthia Holman, District 5.
Thank you, no objections. Thank you, that closes, that ends this session. Thank you very much.